In business news today, competing car makers find common cause. Companies that make cars in the U.S. are fierce competitors, but they share an idea when it comes to tariffs and duties on imported steel. They want those taxes revoked, and now they've gotten their wish, at least partly. Here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk.
The U.S. International Trade Commission has given steel consumers an early holiday gift. Soon, many tariffs and duties it slapped on imported high-grade and corrosion-resistant steel will be gone. Only steel from Germany and Korea will continue to face the duties first imposed in 1993. The tariffs date back to a decade when domestic steel manufacturers were struggling to survive. In the 1990s, a global glut of steel pushed down prices and drove 40% of steel manufacturers in the U.S. into bankruptcy. These companies said tariffs were needed because foreign countries were subsidizing their steel producers. They accused foreign competitors of dumping steel in the U.S. at artificially low prices. Now, Gary Huffbauer, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says things have changed.
Now, in the last couple of years, with China growing strongly and other parts of the world growing strongly, there's been quite a robust demand for steel, not only here but around the world, and prices have shot up. Companies are all making quite a bit of money now.
U.S. automakers, in contrast, are not, so they banded together against the tariffs.
What happened here really is historic.
Paul Ryan is Director of Government Affairs for the Association of International Automobile Manufacturers.
There was an effort by the largest Japanese companies, Toyota, Nissan, and Honda, and GM, Ford, and Chrysler, on the other hand, encouraging the ITC to, in fact, lift these tariffs.
They hope the remaining tariffs will soon be revoked as well. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.